These words are the concluding words of chapter 3, which, if you remember, is a treatise on baptism. The chapter began with Nicodemus coming to Jesus, and Jesus telling Nicodemus, unless you be born anothen, which can mean both over again or from above, you can't see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus responding in rabbinic style, taking his interlocutor's words and putting them to their great extreme, thus obliging his interlocutor to explain himself. We have lots of examples of that. Now we're at the end of it. And it's about the Trinity giving himself to us. And the gift, you see. The one who comes from above is above all. That's Jesus, right? That's the Word of God. Come among us. He testifies to what he has seen and heard. Where? With the Father. His whole life is a testimony to the reality, the majesty, the beauty, the love of the Father. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Don't you feel like saying, I do, Jesus? I mean, when you hear that, the very Son of God, the Word of God among us, teaching us the way to eternal life, making us look at our sins and turn away from them, encouraging us, telling us, I've come that you could have life and have it in abundance. What does it mean to accept his testimony? It means to yield to the truth of what he says. Now, if I were to say to you, you know, Jesus is the eternal Son of God, incarnate, which is unbelievable, and he speaks with a human mouth to tell us about God, are you going to believe him? You'd say, oh, yes, sure. But do we? Do we? You know? The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. See, this is a discourse, you see. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not parcel out, ration his gift of the Spirit. It's poured out in abundance. It's one of these famous texts in John where we are meant to see the relationship between the Trinity and ourselves. Because if we look deeply into the whole work of redemption, we will see that it manifests and reflects the very life of God himself. The Father sent the Son. Now, what does it mean to believe? To believe means to yield to the truth. It's not so strange, you know. If somebody came visiting us and said they had been to Borneo and told us about Borneo, we'd all believe them. I'd believe that there was a Borneo and that the things that he's telling me, unless if he's a trustworthy person, really are there in Borneo, right? Most of our life we live unbelief. It's so silly. You know, people get used to measuring and calculating, and they think that's all I ever believe in. And then, is it going to rain today? Somebody has to tell you yes or no. But when we now look at Jesus, who's come from the Father, to tell us about the life within God, to invite us into that life, gives us the Spirit without measure. Why do we not yield to that truth? Why do we not just lay hold of it, rejoice in it? We're being told about the inner life of God. St. Teresa of Avila recounts an incident when our Lord came and spoke to her about life in the Trinity. That must have been something. And she says, as she's recounting this, I think this is what they mean by theology. Now, in her day, nobody could read the Bible because the reformers were making translations of it, and so you couldn't read a translation of the Bible. So she knew the scriptures by reading the fathers of the church. But she also learned the teaching of the fathers of the church. Theology is faith discourse about the Trinity. That's theology. Everything else is called the economy, the working out of our salvation, the economia. So Jesus is teaching Teresa theology. He's saying, this is what life is like among us. Wouldn't you love to hear that? Well, there's really no reason why you can't. If you will believe Jesus and trust him and obey him every day. The one who has my words and keeps them, observes them, that's the one who loves me. That means forgiving people, obeying the Father, coming in prayer, and you know what it means. The one who has my word and keeps it is the one who believes me. And my Father will love that person. And I will love him, her, and I will show myself to that person. That's theology. So Jesus wants to, as we were doing just the other day, right? Because Philip says, as you know, oh Lord, show us the Father. That's enough. That's like Moses. Oh Lord, show me your glory. And Jesus says, Philip, have I been with you so long and you don't get it? He who sees me sees the Father. Now suppose Philip had said, oh, then how do I get to see you? What would Jesus say? I just told you three lines above. You know, if you have my words and keep them, then my Father will love you. I will love you, I will show myself to you, and whoever sees me sees the Father. So I'll show you the Father as I show you myself. You say, well, that's pretty high-flown stuff. Well, it's the gospel for the day, teaching us about life, what life is all about. The most precious thing in life is to know God. And there's nothing more that Jesus wants to do than to show us himself. To give the Spirit without measure so that we will see him. The invitation still stands. Even in this life. And you know, if you read the great saints, the great mystics, particularly of the last 100 years, discourse about the Trinity, I remember the day that we had that text a few days ago. I brought in some of our Lord's words to Conchita, right? It was the Holy Spirit. The Father is love. You see. And He has given everything to the Son, who is love. And the Spirit says, and I am love, and I am the bond between them. That's who God is.